Hi there, it's Alexis from Wild Blue Yonder Meditations, and I wanted to let you know that there's now a subscription option for listeners. When you become a paid member of my podcast, each week you'll get access to exclusive meditations and contemplations that cover curated themes, all ad-free. Signing up is easy. Visit tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. That's tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. And don't forget to opt in to receive emails from the creator, that's me, so I can keep you informed on the latest episodes. You can also check out the link in my profile wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry. There will still be free contemplations and meditations each week. Just make sure to like and subscribe to Wild Blue Yonder Meditations wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks in advance for your support, and I look forward to practicing with you. Hello and welcome. My name is Alexis, and in this series, we're going to work toward learning how to sit for formal meditation. If you've tried traditional silent meditation but have discovered it was too challenging, this series is for you. Each week, we will break down the formal sit into bite-sized chunks that build on each other. If you follow these practices once a day, every day for a week, you'll start building a strong, consistent practice. Eventually, you'll be able to sit down and enter into a silent meditation easily and on your own. Today, we're focused on helping the body get settled for the practice. Begin the practice by engaging in a little movement. You can follow my guidance or do your own thing. This is your practice. Let's start by exhaling and dropping one ear to one shoulder, feeling the lovely stretch to the opposite side of the neck, into the shoulder, and maybe down into the arms and hand. Inhale brings the head back to center, and then exhale, drop the other ear to the other shoulder. Feel into the opposite side of the neck, noticing sensation there, in the shoulder, in the arm, in the hand. Inhale brings the head back into center, and then on the next exhale, drop the chin to the sternum. If you'd like, you can roll the head back and forth from shoulder to shoulder in a half moon. But it's up to you. Really feeling into the sensation in the back of the neck. Coming back into center with your head. Inhale brings the head back to neutral. And now, let's take another inhale and roll the shoulders forward and up, and then exhale them back and down. Inhale, draw the shoulders forward and up, and then exhale them back and down. And then reverse the direction, inhaling the shoulders back and up, and then exhale them forward and down. Inhale the shoulders back and up, and then exhale them forward and down. Coming back into neutral, sweep one arm up overhead and bend over to the opposite side of your lifted arm, coming into an easeful side bend. If it's helpful, you can bring that top hand to the back of your head, feeling the opening in the chest, an opening in the shoulder, an opening through the rib cage. Inhale brings you back into center, sweeping the opposite arm up overhead and bending over to the opposite side of the lifted arm, coming into an easeful side bend on the opposite side. If it's helpful, you can bring that top hand to the back of your head, feeling the opening in the chest, an opening in the shoulder, an opening through the rib cage. Inhale brings you back into center. Now, let's engage in seated cat-cow, bringing your hands onto your knees. Inhale, pressing the chest and the belly forward, opening your heart, being sure to take care of your neck, knowing there's no need to stretch or drop back if you don't want. Then exhale, rounding the back and feeling into the back of the heart space, tucking the chin and looking down into your lap. Moving back and forth between the two at your own pace and with your breath for a few rounds. Inhale brings you back to center. And let's take a gentle twist to one side, sitting up nice and tall, feeling the length through the spine, feeling that stretch come all the way up to the neck. And then inhaling as you return to center, and exhaling as you twist to the other side, shoulders shrugged down, away from the ears. Feeling that twist in the neck, staying rooted through your sits bones. Inhale brings you back into center. If there's any other movement that would feel good for you today, please feel free to engage in it here. Now, let's develop a supportive posture for your practice. If you're seated in a chair, feel your feet flat on the ground. If you're seated on a cushion, allow your hips to be higher than your knees using blankets or pillows. Feel the crown of the head extending toward the sky. The sits bones are rooted into the surface you're seated on. Feel into a strong back and an open heart. Take a slight tuck of the chin to elongate the back of the neck. Lying down is a great option if you can stay awake. Try to find a nice balance between effort and ease. Take a moment now to adjust. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes if they were closed. You've taken one step toward developing a dedicated and focused meditation practice. Great work. Keep coming back to this practice throughout the rest of the week to help your mind start to develop the muscle for sitting in a formal meditation practice. Thanks again for joining me today. This practice is now complete. Now, let's develop a supportive posture for your practice. If you're seated in a chair, feel your feet flat on the ground. If you're seated on a cushion, allow your hips to be higher than your knees using blankets or pillows. Feel the crown of the head extending toward the sky. The sits bones are rooted into the surface you're seated on. Feel into a strong back and an open heart. Take a slight tuck of the chin to elongate the back of the neck. Lying down is a great option if you can stay awake. Try to find a nice balance between effort and ease. Take a moment now to adjust.